Listening to The Naked Scientist. Now, we've been talking about solar activity and how that can change over time, but there's another thing that's involved with solar activity that's been on the news a lot lately, and that's its link to climate change, with people thinking that actually there's a link, perhaps, between the sun and cloud cover, which might be what's causing changes in temperature. Now, Professor Terry Sloane has looked at this relationship, and he thinks it's much more complicated than that. And in fact, we have Terry on the line right now. Hi, Terry.
Hello.
Thanks for joining us. Now, what is this theory that there could be a link between solar activity and cloud cover?
Well, a few years ago, a group in Denmark observed that the satellite data on cloud cover decreased. That was about 1990. And at the same time, they observed the cosmic ray intensity, the galactic cosmic ray intensity, also decreased. And so they saw this correlation between the two. So they hypothesised that the ionisation from the cosmic rays was causing clouds. Now, if this is true, then since the cosmic ray rate has decreased over the years, over about 100 years or so, then we have less cloud cover now than we had 100 years ago. Therefore, that allows more sunlight to come to the Earth to warm the Earth, and cause the global warming. That was their hypothesis. Now, this seemed to us to be a very a vast significance, because it means that the climate change is being caused by cosmic rays and not the carbon dioxide that the IPCC say. So we thought we'd better try and check this hypothesis.
So how did you start looking at that? How did you go into detail?
Well, the first thing was one of the things we did was just mentioned a few minutes ago. The solar flare in 1989 and the one in 2003, not only did this cause huge changes in the aurora, but it spewed out a whole load of particles which interacted in the upper atmosphere and caused a big increase in the ionisation in the air.
And crucially, did you see a big change in clouds?
No.
And so that was the clincher then?
Well, no, that was the first thing. That was the first nail in the coffin. Then we looked at a couple of other things. The cosmic rays occasionally go through quite a big decrease over a period of a week. They're called Forbush decreases. And we looked to see when these decreases happened, did the cloud cover also decrease at the same time or a little bit later? And again, we could find no correlation. So that was the second thing we looked at.
So have you come to the point where you can say, no, cloud cover isn't affected by solar activity to any extent that we can explain what's changing in the climate? Or is it something that we should still kind of bear in mind when we're thinking about what it is that's changing the temperatures in the world around us?
Well, we did a measurement of how much of the cloud cover could be caused by the cosmic rays, and our answer came out, we got an answer for that, and then we did a statistical analysis to say how big could the effect be, and we've missed it, and it came out to be about 20%. So in other words, about 20% of the changes in cloud cover are caused by cosmic rays, and that's an upper limit that we deduced.
And so if cosmic rays are having this effect, how are they having this effect, and could that change over time?
Can I interrupt you there? We didn't say that cosmic rays are having this effect. We tried to check the effect that was seen by the Danish scientists, and all the evidence that we looked at did not corroborate their hypothesis. And it could be as high as 20% within the measurements that we made, but it was compatible with zero.
So the sort of bottom line here is that the efforts we're making to try to cut carbon dioxide are appropriate because that's our best contender for driving climate change at the moment.
Yes, that's correct. And therefore, the Danish group, which effectively had challenged the conclusions of the IPCC, have no right to challenge the IPCC. That's the International Panel on Climate Change.
Thank you very much, Terry. That's Professor Terry Sloane with his new model on why it is that solar activity is not linked to cloud cover, and therefore he thinks that solar activity cannot be the key driver of global warming.